mikveh that was in Nida, and midiraisa she's tummy for 7 days, and she made a bedikya the seventh day in the morning, or matzah Torah. She found out that she was Torah, so that's enough. And now tonight, at night time, she's allowed to go to the mikveh. Or ben hashmoshes lo yefrisha. When it came by evening, like after shkir time, she did not make another bedikah. She did not check herself again. And then this time she went to the mikveh that night. Then a few days later, bodka, she checked herself again. She found herself to be tamei. So locha, the Mishnah says, is harei becheskas Torah. So lemaisa, she's becheskas to be Torah. And we say if you touched any trumas in between, it all remains Torah. That since on the seventh day she made a bedika and she was tor, so we say she's becheska to stay tor until she finds herself to be tamei. So therefore now that 3 days later she made a bedika and found herself to be tamei, she's tamei then. But from the seventh night, the time she went to the mikvah, until now, we say she's still tyra, and therefore any tyrus that she touched remains tor. What's going to be though, bot ka'atzmai b'yom shvi shachris, or motza tamei? Let's say the seventh day in the morning she made a bedika, and she found she was still tamei. And by evening, before shkia, by shkia time, she did not make another bedika. And anyway, she went to the mikvah that night. It was the seventh night, and she felt that she's tired. She went to the mikvah. What happened was, liyachas man, a few days later, bodka, she makes another bedika later, or matza tayra, a few days later, she finds out that she's tayra. So what's the halacha now? Is a reizu becheskas temeya, that really the mikvah she went to, we say is no good, and she's other, she's becheskas still to be temeya. Yeah, period. No, since on the seventh day when she made a bedika, she was still tummy then, and now 5 days later she makes a bedika, she sees she's tummy again, so we sell on the chazaka, the mustam every day, she saw dam. So therefore, she either mikvah. Right. When she made a bedikah, right, lachas man, right, bodka, motzta, she found herself to be terror right now, right. Still, the Mishnah says, a raise of the cheskas tumeya. Still, we say she's the tumeya up until now. Why? Because since on the seventh day when she made a bedikah, she was tummy then. So we know she was a nida, and we don't know that the dam stopped. So therefore, we say the dam's time keeps on coming out until she made a bedikah that she found herself to be terror. So therefore, the mikvah she went to the seventh by night, and that's no good, that mikvah. And she's tefillah. And therefore, she's still tameya until now. Now that she made a dika, she's tameya. So tonight, that night, she can go to the mikvah. Umetama mi'es leis. This is like a new halacha now, that when she does find herself to be tameya, whenever she finds herself to be tameya, she's tameya mi'es leis, like the first din of the Mishnah. Then with Rabbanim, though, we said the dam was there, mi'es leis. So Rashi said, this goes back to the Reisha Koi. Tiktonia says in the ratio she makes the bedika later and she finds herself to be tameya, so she's tummy from then and not from before. But our kopon mace lace she is tummy. Like the last 24 hours she's tummy. Or else kidlapkida. If she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, so she only tummy back from that last bedika. Now what's gonna be the Myeshla vessels? Let's say she has a vest kavua. So in some lochri is daishosa we had before daishosa. Then when she sees dam and she's tummy now, she's only tummy from now on, and not from before, not meis leis from before. Now Reb Yudi says, Kol shloi hefrisha betayro, menamincho lemalo, harezu becheskas tumeya. He holds on the seventh day, the nidra seventh day, it's not enough she made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Even though in the morning she came out in the ratio, she came out she was tayro. But if she does not make another bedikah bein hashmoshes right before the end of the seventh day, so he holds but she's still becheskas to see, and we say she saw in the afternoon, and therefore she's still becheskas to meya until she makes a bedikah. Now she finds she's Torah after the seventh day, because all 7 days of a need he holds she's becheskas to see. The Chum and the Chum say afilu b'shnayim l'nidosa. Even on the second day that she was in Nida, like she saw today, the first she came in Nida today, that even tomorrow, the second day of being in Nida, bodka, she makes the bedika on the second day, or motza teru, she finds out that she stopped seeing, she's teru. Ubein hashmosh is loya frisha, and she did not make another bedika, ben hashmosh, on the seventh day, and she went to the mikvah on the seventh day, the seventh night, the night of the seventh day. Then later on, 10 days later, she makes the bdikah. She finds out she's tameya. It's a razor becheskes Torah. That's what the Chum hold. That whenever she makes a bdikah, even the second day, and she's Torah, so that's it. That we say the dam stopped, and she's called becheskes Torah, and she remains this way until she sees again. So even though she first made a bdikah 10 days later, after the 7 days of nidus, and she found that she was tameya, then that's it. We only say she's tameya from then. Or maybe Meis Leis from that time, but not from before. Before the Chum say there is a Cheskes Taira even on the second day. And the Gemara we're talking about, what about the first day? Now the Gemara says, it may love like this. Rav Omar Zova Vadai. Rav says she's considered a Vadai Zova. The Levi Yomar no Zova Sofik, she's only a Sofik Zova. So Mor says, aha, let's see, in which case are we talking about? What are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, going back to the ratio of our Mishnah, Harezu Becheskes Torah Katani, the Mishnah says in the ratio, where she made a Bedika 7th day in the morning, and she was Torah, so those Chacham hold, she's Becheskes to be Torah, and later she's Becheskes Torah. So what do you mean to say she's a Zovah or a Sophic Zovah? The Mishnah says she's Becheskes to be Torah then. Ella must be going on Sefer, where she did not make a Bedika in the morning, or she made a Bedika. Which made a bdikah on the 7th day in the morning, and she was tameya, and then she did not make another bdikah till later on, and later she found herself to be Torah. So the Mishnah says that she's becheskes tameya all this time. So on the Sefer, so that's the machlokes that Rav says that Kamachi is a vadai zova, because after the 7 days of nidus, and then starts the 11 days, that if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a zova. So since she didn't make a bdikah, on the 7th day she made a bdikah, she was tameya. So we say she's still becheska to see every day dam. And she first made a bdika 4 days later, so we said his last 3 days she saw every day, and therefore Rav holds she's a vadei zava. And Shmuel's Levi says no, it's only a suffix whether she saw or not. So this must says bishlei masuffik zava rinim. Very good. We have a suffix. Maybe she saw these last 3 days. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Ela zava vadei. Baros Kashan Rav, how could Rav say she's a Vade Zovon? Vade Nami Hare Botko Motza Torah. Listen, right now, whatever it is, the 4 days later, she made a Dikash, she was Torah. So since she's Torah now, there's a good suffix to say maybe she stopped seeing before also. So you can't say for sure she saw down the last 3 days, it's only a doubtful. Kashan Rav. Ela Vimor Sazan Chanami. Kiyitma de Rav Levi Shemaita Biapinavshi. One day we learn Rav and Levi's aloha by itself. It will learn like this. Nida Shabbat Koatzmo B'yom HaShri Shachris. Or Nida that made a B'dika the 7th day when she was Nida in the morning. Or Motza Temeya. 7th day in the morning she came out, she was Temeya. Or Ben HaShmoshos Loya Frisha. Ben HaShmoshos she did not make a B'dika. Loya Frisha. Or Liyacha Yom a few days later Botko Motza Tumei. She found herself to be Tumei. That's the case. So Rav Omer Zova Vade. Rav says in this case she's a Vade Zova. Since the 7th day in the morning she was Tumeiya. And now 4 days later again she's Tumeiya. So Rav says that's like a Vadei. She sees every day now. It didn't stop the flow. And so she's a Zova Vadei. The last 3 days were 3 days of Yud Alf Yomim. She becomes a Zova Vadei. For Levi, and Levi says no, Zova Sofik. She's only a Zova Mina Sofik. Because the truth she saw the 7th, the truth she saw today, but maybe in between she did not see, it's only a doubtful, therefore it's a suffix Zova. Rav Omer Zova Vad, Rav said the source is a Vade Zova, that Kivim de Mikora Nim says to me, since on the 7th day she found it to be Tomei. For Yachshav now, on the 13th day, 14th day, Nim says to me again, to me of Vada, we say for sure she saw every day in between also. That's Rav Svara. Levi Yomar no Sofik Zava. It's only a doubtful. Why Aim a Poska B'nei B'nei? Who says she saw every day? Maybe she stopped in between. True, the last Padika, this Padika, she's Tameya. But maybe before she stopped, we don't know. That's the Machlokes Rav and Levi. Right, to V'chein Tony Levi Masnei, so Levi also learned in a Braisa, that Achar HaYomim, the days later, Bein Botko Motza Tera, Bein Botko Motza Tameya, Harez Sofik Zava. So it's a Levi as a Bryce also like this. That again, on the 7th day she made a B'dikah, she was Tameya. and then 4 days later she made another bedika, so it doesn't make a nafkamina. Whether then she was terror, whether then she was temeya, according to Levi, she's called a suffix zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a zava. Now it says the Mishnah, metamam yes leis, that this girl after more says lema is back to the ratio. That when she does see, we say she's tamim yes leis. In the ratio, ratio was what? She made a bedika on the seventh day in the morning and she was terror. Then she makes a bedika 5 days later and she's tamay. So we say that in between she has the cheskas to be tyra, true, but just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's tamay 24 hours before. Meisleis. So Mar says, so, lame if you have a tiyuf to the rov, let's say our mishnah is a kash and rova. The yama rova, this rova holds and says, loimar, sheni shematama meis liyeis patochi meisiv osa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that she made a bedika and she was terrible. And now she makes a bedika during the day that she should become a Zava, during these 11 days, and she founds Temeya. So Rava says that since during these 11 days, she is considered to be Meslekes Domin, usually they do not see Dam, so even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumra of Meis Leis. And our mission now say not like that. Here we're talking what she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling me Meis Leis. So Mar says, but we already asked the question on it anyway once before. So he says, okay, this is what I meant to say. Lema, let's say, you have tiyuf to the Rav, and I'm here. For now, Mishnah should also be a kash, and Echonami is a bit two kashes on Rav. So Mar says, no, Omalach Rav, Rav answers back and says, ki katonim yes liyes. You know what the Mishnah means to say when it says she's telling him yes liyes? Maybe it means, Aresh Pirkin Kres, going back to the beginning of the Masechta. The beginning of this parak, I mean, Arosa, where the girl saw Dam for Yad Bavesavish, she's still an Ara. And there, Sakodat, I would have thought to say in that case, that Kivun the Paskilu Yomim Terim, that since over there when the Shat Chasna, so Loch is that first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the Dam she sees is Dam Tor. Maybe after that, when she starts to see that she's Tameya, maybe we should consider her Ketchilat Nidos Adamya. It's like the first time she's having a period that we learned before she does not have the Tumma Meyes Leis. The Lord Tumma Meyes Leis is Kamashmula, not like that. That since Lemaisa, this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the Chum say, for the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that Dam is Dam Basulim, that's all. But after the first night, later if she sees Dam again, we say it's Dam Nida, and then Echlami, and that would apply the Halacha of Mies Lies. Then the Mishnah says, in Yesh Leves, if she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the Tumas Mies Lies. So Mar says again, name if so, let's say to have a Tiyuf to the Rav Huna, Bachia. This should be Kasha on Rav Huna, Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, that Yom Rav Huna, Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, Loimar, he says, Sheni Shekavas Leveses Pimeziv also, that Yomim, during the Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a Ves Kavua. And here we say now, she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a Ves Kavua, there is no dinner Meis Leis, so you see, you could have a Kavis or a Ves Kavua during Yimeziv also. So Mora says, Omalach Rav Huna, Rav Huna will answer back and say no. Omalach Rav Huna Bachia. That Ki Yamrina, when do I say, Einisha Kavas Leveses Bimezivos, Nisha is not Kaveya Ves Bimezivos, to Loiboit Lesser Yomilameker. Only mean to say, if she is Kaveya Ves Kavua, it's not a real Ves Kavua. That you would not have to have 3 times to the Oikra to take it away. The Yamrina we say, to a man Musulokin, that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much Dam. So therefore, even the Demer Muslokim, since she doesn't see that much, therefore the Svar would be Dayashosa. So a Kviyas Vest, even 1 time, or maybe even 3 times, it's called something, Adaraba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips 1 time, she can't be accurate. No, if she skips 1 time, she could be accurate. But before she's accurate, though, the Svar is that she doesn't see so much Dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, the Vada will be makel to say that she will not have the Tumma Meis Leis,
because both swears are the same thing, that the reason why she's not kaveya real ves kavua now is because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more swear to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumah of meis leis. So if there's no stira to dinim, it's not a real ves kavua, but it's enough to say there's no tumah of meis leis. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsek tara right before Ben Hashmashos, so she's becheskes tameya. Tanya would learn like this. Omer loyal to Rabbi Yehuda, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, listen, Ilmon le yodeo munachas b'yeneho, called Ben Hashmashos like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by her eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashos, meaning she would be making a bedika, so whole whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmashos, your far time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees down. So it's good what you're saying. But achshiv, now you all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben Hashmashos right before the end of the seventh day. So why does it help that one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, im siluk yodeh rosa, maybe she saw down, im siluk yodeh, that's when she saw down, so why does it help you? But right after she made a bedika, then she saw dam. So malu so malu yefrisha b'tayro b'zayim min amincho lamalo. What's the difference if she made a bedika on the seventh day min amincho lamalo, or malu yefrisha b'tayro b'rishon? What's when she made a bedika on the first day? Like anyway, even if she makes a bedika at the end of the seventh day ben hashmashos, but if she doesn't have the bedika there the whole ben hashmashos, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out, maybe the next minute she'll see dam. So what do you have to say? No, as long as she made a bedika and we see that she stopped seeing dam, that's enough. She's the chetkes not to see dam. So who adin on the first day also? If she makes a bedika on the first day and she stops seeing dam, that should also be the chetkes tyro. So now the Gemara says, Barishon yikul aman diyoma. Does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning dam, and then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes the bedika in the afternoon, does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tyra? Like now Mishnah Chomoni said bishniya, on the second day she can make a bedika, but who would ever think in Selik on the first day? So more in, yes, there is a swirl like that. So your tiny word like this, Omer Rabbi said, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Yosi, I yes Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Shimon, Kishor Yomach, they're both going on the road, that neither Shabbat Kratzma Yom Zayin Shachar, neither made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Umotza Torah, she found out that she was Torah. Ubein Hashmoshes, Lo Yafrish, she did not make a bedika again, Bein Hashmoshes. Uli Yachar HaYomim, and a few days later, Botka, she makes another bedika, Umotza Torah, she found out that she's Tamei Yama, what's the locha? Omri Lo Yisad back to him, HaRezu B'cheskas Tyra, like it says in our Mishnah, let the Chom say, as long as she made a bedika and she came out to be Tor, we say she stopped seeing down, and she's becheskas not to see until she sees again. What's going to be Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni? What's going to be if she made a bedika on the second day of Anidas, or the third, fourth, and that's it, she didn't make another bedika later? Mai, Omri Lo Yisad back to him, Lo Yishino. There's no difference, that's the same thing. Once she makes a bedik and she doesn't see Tor, she's now becheska that she stops seeing damage, she's becheska to be Tor. The reason though he says, Leshadia, did not ask him, Obi the Locho, if the first day of the needs is she makes a bedik and she stops seeing. But he said back, Yishnovatisi, I made a mistake, Shaleshati, that I did not ask the question. Because, like this, Otto Kulu Lav Becheska's Tumakaim, let's see. When Anisha sees Dam Midiraisa, she's tummy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's tummy Midiraisa. See, even if she made a bdika on the second, or third, or fourth day, but Lamaisa Midiraisa, she's still tummy till the end of the seventh day, till she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The Chivon, the Posek, but since she made a bdika and she stopped seeing Dam, that's enough. She could be Becheskes Tyra, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply. Rishonam, the same thing should be about the first day also. That Kivun, the Posek. The Maisa, even the first day when she saw Dam in the morning, she became an Ido. So true, she's Tomei now for the next 7 days, but so what? If she makes a Bedika in the afternoon and she comes out that she's Tor, we should say she should remain to Iva Cheskas Taira. He said, Umikoro, Maisa, at the beginning, how come he didn't ask this question? at the beginning of Hillel to say the svara should have been maybe Hoyu v'huchsak mayim pesuach, that since today the first day that she saw, so huchsak that a mayim like a well is opened, meaning today she saw dam. So that must for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see dam. That's why lochus, even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help, because she's still becheska to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see dam on the second day, she makes the bdika, then we consider it to be the cheskas taira, that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and when she sees dam later on, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. Another Mishnah says, Hazav vihazova. They both have, they saw 3 times, so they need now zayin nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot ko atzman biyarishin. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a bedika. Ulmotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says the case here is talking about Sheposku, that they did make a Hefsik Tara, meaning before they start counting the first day even, the evening before, like that Ben Hashmoshes, they made 1 bedika. As if to say they're stopping seeing now, and then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was they made a bedika on the first day, Ulmotza Torah. Of Yom Hashvi, then on the 7th day, also a Motzah Torah. But Vishay Yom Hashem, the time of Botku, the days in between, she did not make a B'dika. So what's the halacha? Reb Lezer Oyma Harehein Becheskes Tayr. Yes, that's still called Becheskes Tayr, it's enough. Since at the beginning of the end, she made a B'dika, so we have right to say in between also she did not see. And therefore, she's Becheskes Tayr. Halacha Lamais is also like this. And although Isha now only makes a B'dika the 1st to the 7th day, also she's Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Meshua says, Ein lem el yom rishon, v'yom shvi bavad. Yeshua says, no, it's only the 1st and the 7th day, that's all, bavad. Rabbi Kiva Roima, Ein lem el yom zayim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, since they didn't make a bdikir in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw dam again, she has to start over again. So only the 7th day, now the bdikir she makes on the 7th day, that's the only bdikir that helps. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's good, she has to start over again. But the Rabbi Yeshua is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, that she has to count another 5 days. So if I go to Kashri, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moshech, if you have a Suffolk, maybe she saw in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what Shana Rabbi Yeshua is. According to him, by says it's only Midi Rabbanan. The body Midi Raisi also agrees that since she made a Bedika the 1st and the 7th, we say Midi Raisi she did not see in between. So only Yechumim Midi Rabbanan to be Machmir, that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, we only count the 1st 2, and she has to count another 5 days. Another Gemara says, Tanya learned like this, Omer lo Rebbe Eliezer lo Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer said back to Rebbe Yeshua, Lidvorecho ato moine b'sirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the 1st and 7th day? Like you're counting, skipping in between, like partially means she's sore in between, and you're counting only the 1st and 7th. That can't be. Via Torah, where the Torah says, Achati Torah, which we dash in Achar Achar Lekulin, which we dash after every one of them means, Shaloi Tei Tumma Masekas B'neim. The 7 clean days, Zayin Nikiyim means that she's clean for 7 straight days, that she can't see dam in between. If she sees once in between, it stops. You have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw her in between the 1st and the 7th, so you have to start over again. You can't have the 1st day then. Omer Yeshua says back, don't you agree that the Zav Shiro Keri, that if the Zav, even when it's counting the Zayin Nikiyim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or also the Nozir, Shehilach, he was walking, the Sichchai Supreis, these are type of Tumas we had before, Sophic Tumas Midrabbanin, the Locher is of the Nozir counts 30 days, but he has to remain Tor. If he becomes Tumi, in between he starts counting over again. But still the Locher is, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that 1 day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting, skipping days. The Torah says, Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu, that if a Nozir becomes Tomei, the 1st day there's a counting, they have to start over again, you can't include those days. So how could you say here, he became in contact with the Tumah, with the Rabbon, and Sotek Tumah, we just skipped that 1 day, you're going against what the Torah says. Tumarin says no. For Reb Lezer holds like this. Bishleim ha'osum l'toma bo'om rachmono shein esaseros eliyoyma. That boy, shichva zera, the Pesuk says, gzeras ha'kosef,
that if a Zav sees Shechva Zera, he's only tummy that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zayin Nekiyim. But it does not say so, you do not have to start over again. IV Mishum Mechluf, many people make mistakes. That we say no, Zab Bakari Lemechlu, people not make a mistake, Zab in the Bakari. It looks differently, it feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zayin Nekiyim is if you see Zab, that's Saisa. But if you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilach Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roots, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Aproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out. Same thing with Fred, maybe mace underneath it. Nami. Midi Yerais Oil Mial Yabini. Midi Yerais, you only tell me if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here, there's not called the good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made exer over these type of tents, over a leaf, or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, the Rabbanan midi rais lemech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only midi Rabbanan, it's enough to say, just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Abul Hocha, but here, the question on Yeshua is like this, Abul Hocha, Monshach, what happened here? She made the bedika the first day and the seventh day. And you say you could only count the first and seventh, and you have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? If you're afraid that maybe she saw dam in between, then like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw dam, if she did see dam, so then midiraisa, she has to start counting over again. So how could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's a stira of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, so then the first day, so then you have all 7 days that came then. So we said the pshat in Yom Yeshua is though still the yolds, that at time it's only midi rabbonin. So midi rabbonin though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi midi rais to shistaka Torah, that's why it's not called counting b'sirugim, just midi rabbonin will machim it to let it count another 5 days. That was says Tony, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Amri, that Niren Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense for Rabbi Eliezer's words than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that Harehem Becheskes Tyra, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see, that should make more sense than Rabbi Yeshua, than Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Yeshua that says, no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Divrei Kulam. He likes the words of Rabbi Akiva better than everybody. It says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day, that's all, because maybe there is a suffix that you did see in between. And therefore, the first day you can't count. Only the seventh day is the first, you have to count another six. That would make more sense. Avoli said, but you know, the Aloch is Rabbi Eliezer. Aloch is like Rabbi Eliezer says, that the Medibdika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's Becheskes to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's considered Zayin Nekiyim. That's the Loch of Anisha now. They all have Dinim of Zava. They want to become Torah, they have to make a Dik at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, Iboilihu, Hazav Vihazava, Shebot Ka'atzma Yom Rishon, Vihayim Shmini. What's going to be? She only made a Dik on the first day. And not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bedika. Umotza Torah, she came out to be Torah on both of these days. But for Shara Yom Lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bedika. See, here's a shalom now. You thought of Samach Tess here, that Rebbe Lezer, now, what's coming to the country of Rebbe Lezer? Again, Lichet Chila Vad in each, when she's counting Zayin Nekiyim, she's supposed to make a bedika every day, even twice a day. But here Rebbe Lezer holds b'diyevet, if she only made a bedika the first and seventh, that's enough. Now here, she only made a bedika the first day and the eighth day. But the eighth day is after the Zayin Nekiyim. So it comes out during the 7 days of the Zayin Nekiyim, she only made a bedika at the beginning, not at the end. So that's the Shaila Mao. Tchilosan v'seifim binim, do we need a bedika on the first and the seventh day? For Ochan here, in this case, Tchilosan nika seifim lekram, she only made a bedika at the beginning, not at the end, so it would not be good. She doesn't have Zayin Nekiyim. She has to start counting over again. Or Duma maybe no. Tchilosan is enough. Alpha Pish Shein Sof. Even though you don't have a bedika on the seventh day, as long as on the first day she has a bedika, maybe Vidyeva, that's enough. and after 7 days she could go to the mikvah. Some Rav says, yes, that's the loch, that's enough. It's the same thing that chilos naf pishayin sefer is enough to have the beginning, even though you don't have the end. That's enough. Chilos naf pishayin sefer is enough. For Rabbi Chanina Ramano, chilos and the sefer bin hiyaz not even according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have the bedik at least on the first and the seventh day. And therefore, in this case over here, chilos and ikur, you have a bedik the first day, but sefer and leka, and therefore won't be a good zayin akim, just to start counting over again. Mace, we have a question. It says, what's going to be the shoven? They both agree. Bizav u bizova. Shebot kuratzvom yerishon. They made a bdika the first day of Yom Shmini on the seventh day, on the eighth day. Umotzator, shein lem el Shmini bavad. They have to start counting over again if you only have the eighth day. So the chui is dizaraya to Reb Chanina. Even according to Reb Lezer, if you skip the seventh, it's no good. So, manch, what does it mean, shavrimi, they both agree? Lav Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. So it says, the kasha on Rav, it's a right from Chanina, that even according to Reb Lezer, that if you skip the seventh day, it's no good. So most of the law, it could be no. He'll learn, it means Reb Yeshua, Reb Kiva both agree. Then according to Reb Lezer, could be the first day is enough, even without the seventh day. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Nida Shefrisha B'tayra, Bishlishi Shalom, is the first Laminion Shiva. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of this tape, and then the other side, we'll continue on with the Samachtes.